right, you're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and on 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's time for the Valley Talk program, and Bo Melby here on this kind of cloudy, gloomy Monday, but I'm joined with a couple individuals from over at the Benedictine Living Community. We have Lindsay Erdman and Cassie Rudy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, nice timing there, Lindsay.
I know. Just nothing like coming in at right at the last hour.
I mean, you nailed it timing-wise. You didn't miss a second, so we'll give you kudos for that. But, always a pleasure to have you guys on, and what are we talking about today?
Well, thanks for having us.
Of course.
So we are hosting an adult prom fundraiser on May 3rd up at the Eagles. We're really excited about this event. It's the first time we've hosted an event like this, and so we just kind of wanted to get the word out and invite people to come.
Yeah, for sure. So for those listeners who are like, adult prom, there's a prom coming up this Saturday for the high school. What's adult prom?
Well, adult prom is just for all ages that are not in high school. So it doesn't matter, you know, what your age may be, but all is welcome. And we are excited to be able to just enjoy something that maybe we once did once upon a time.
Yeah, for sure. So obviously, as you said, it's up at the Crookston Eagles. And so what are some of the events that people might be looking for? What does it mean? People might know what prom is, but again, adult prom, completely different, but also kind of the same, I'm guessing. So what's exactly it entail?
Yeah, so the doors will open at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. on Friday, May 3rd, and it'll just kind of be a social hour. There will be dinner served at 7 okay. with a choice of New York strip steak or walleye. So it's a nice meal. You get a drink ticket with your ticket. Tickets are $50. That goes towards your meal, a free drink ticket, and then towards the fundraiser. So there will be the meal, and then we have a DJ. A dance will follow the meal. We'll have some games. You know, we'll have a 50-50 raffle going on. We will also have voting for prom king and queen.
All right.
Which will be interesting and
fun. Of course.
Fun.
Well, that's great. So, I mean, and so you mentioned it's a fundraiser. And so let's get to that side of things, because obviously that's an important part about it. It's why you're doing it. So what are these, what are you raising funds for?
Yeah, so this year, mm-hmm. basically our events, our Glow Golf, Giving Hearts Day, and now this adult prom are going towards an updated WanderGuard system. So we have this system in place throughout our skilled nursing area, or nursing home, and assisted living. And so it's a system that alerts our staff when someone who's wander prone wearing a bracelet approaches an exit door. So our staff are alerted and able to kind of redirect them inside. And like I said, it's in our assisted living, it's in our skilled nursing area, and it just allows people more independence while we still are able to keep them safe. And we just, with this system being over 20 years old that we have, parts are unavailable.
Yeah.
You know, we're having to use refurbished parts if something needs to be fixed. We have a new call light system that was installed a couple years ago, and mm-hmm. so this new system would be integrated with that. All of our staff would be alerted on a cell phone that they're carrying around. It would just be, you know, the most up-to-date technology and just a way to keep everyone safe.
And yeah. To kind of piggyback off of that, mm-hmm. so obviously it's a new system and getting up to date with the times, but we have the ability to add at different doors within our building. So there are a lot of doors at
yes.
the Villa or a BLC Crookston, and so we will have the ability to do like a key swipe or a keypad entry. You can set it where you can lock doors at different times. So not all doors have to be the same. So we, like I said, have a lot of different doors. So being able to kind of specialize it for what that door's need is, you know, if it's one that not very many people go out, well, we're going to lock that down and make sure that it's safe at different areas and different times. Where it's maybe there's a door that there's comings and goings all night long in that door. You know, we might add that as a keypad entry or something like that. So it's definitely being and adding video cameras and different things like that. So being able to come up with the times and have something in place, I think that's it's very crucial. So.
Well, for sure. I mean, obviously, it's just going to make your staff's job that much easier and to able to, as you said, it's make sure everyone, the residents there are living safely and obviously as stress-free as possible, having a lot of more control of what's going on because, and the thing is, too, the customizable part probably is the best part since it's not just a blanket. Okay, everything's closed or locked at this time and
absolutely.
Can be a lot bit of a stress because, as you said, I mean, I've been in the villa, and yeah, it's a maze at times. There's so many different doors, and so it's definitely to have that ability to customize would be key. So obviously, as you said, it's an older system you have now. It's been working for the time being, but it's on its last leg. It sounds like it's getting pretty tough to make sure it's functioned properly, and that's what this new system will do. And also, there's been a couple of different things. You said the Glow Golf, the Giving Hearts Day. So obviously, this isn't just something you can update willy-nilly. It's a big project, right?
It's been quite the process. I mean, I think we've been working on this process for over a year now.
Wow.
You know, having, you know, monthly calls and figuring out what, you know, what we need and what goes into that. And so, so it's been a long process.
It has been, but it'll be so worth it. It'll give our staff and family, you know, resident families such a peace of mind that you know, we have this up-to-date technology and are able to keep people safe and keep them independent in their assisted living apartment or in their skilled nursing home rooms a little bit longer. You know, we have a wonderful memory care unit, but if we're able to keep people more independent in other areas of the building while they're still appropriate to be there and safe to be there, then, you know, that's great too. And then when the time comes, they can transition back to our memory care unit. So yeah, we're just really excited for this event coming up to raise funds for that great project.
And so I have to ask, I mean, how is the fundraising been going? I mean, do you have like a percentage of the goal you're at, or is it just like a continuous, like, we're just trying to keep on going? Like, where are you guys at right now?
Well, we're winding down. You know, this will probably be our last fundraiser for this project. And,
awesome.
And we're, you know, hoping that it sounds like we'll be able to get this process started here very soon. You know, the company is actually coming this week to kind of start, you know, with some of those processes. And so, yeah, we're kind of winding down with this project. And so it'll just be wonderful to be able to, you know, meet the needs of our residents and tenants with this system.
Yeah. Sounds like you're winding down to ramp back up. Cause I mean, obviously winding down the fundraising to ramp up the insulation and all that fun stuff, learning the new system. But again, it's going to be great for both sides of the villains. I mean, everyone there. So once again, if you're just tuned in on the Voice of the Valley here, we have the Valley Talk program. We have Cassie Rudy and Lindsay Erdman on with the Benedictine Living Community of Crookston and talking about adult prom coming up here on May 3rd at the Eagles. And let's just go over that one more time for any new listeners. So exactly, you know, the time, place, and what's happening, what's going to go on. Who wants to lead it?
So, yeah, it's I can go ahead. It's May 3rd.
Yep.
It's a Friday. Doors will open at 6 p.m. at the Eagles, and we'll have a social hour. Dinner will be at 7, followed by a dance with a DJ, other fun games and things going on up at the Eagles, too. The tickets are $50. That includes your meal, a choice of New York strip or walleye. That includes a drink ticket, and all proceeds will be going to our Wander Guard system. You can buy tickets at our business office at the Benedictine Living Community Crookston Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30. Our business office is open. Give us a call 218-281-3424. And I mean, we can
deliver
tickets to you.
Yeah. Venmo, all the things.
We'd be more than happy to accommodate that. And, you know, a lot of people have said, oh, I don't have a dress. I don't have a tux. And you know, I know there are many people who are using kind of like old bridesmaids dresses, mm-hmm. or borrowing. There are some, you know, you can do some searches on Facebook Marketplace and get something real affordable. Guys, if you don't have a tux, I mean, you know, wear a dress pants and a, you know, dress shirt, mm-hmm. Or a suit or something that, you know, you have in your closet. Don't feel like you need to go out and spend a ton on a new outfit on this. So there are definitely, you know, avenues you can look at for that.
Thrift stores, all the goods.
Yeah, that's a good one right there.
I mean, and you can go, you know, whatever era you want to go. So
ooh,
you could
that's
do
a good point.
Current or modern, or you could do a retro throwback.
'70s, get some
absolutely
like some fluff in there, or something like that. Yeah, that would be some nice shoulder pads from the '80s. Yeah, you could really go whatever you want.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so I mean, it's going to be a fun event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just a night of fundraising, a night to kind of, you know,
get out and socialize. Yeah. You don't have to have a prom date. You could have a prom group. So
yes.
There's, you know, you don't have to have, don't feel like obligated to have a date. I mean, there's definitely an option to have mm-hmm. just a fun night out. So
yeah, for sure. And that's the thing too. I mean, you just got to remember you're doing it for a great cause. It's a good excuse. Just find a sitter if you need to and get out there and get up to the Eagles and have a good meal too. That strip sounds delicious. But anyway,
so
it's gonna be great. And obviously a lot of fun with the dance afterwards as well. I mean, it's not just a little social hour and then you're done. It's gonna be a fun night, right?
Yes, exactly. And I talked with the Eagles, mm-hmm. and it sounds like we will be providing transportation in town afterwards.
Wow.
Too. So
fun and safe.
Yeah.
That is awesome. That is great. I mean, that's right, like there. That could be a lot of people thinking, oh, well, you know, I want to go and have fun, but I got to be responsible. So that is awesome to know that
we've got you taken care of.
Exactly. You guys are just looking after all the avenues. I mean, again, this is adult prom. So, I mean, that's the thing. A lot of adult things you have to worry about. Compared to the, you know, the seniors or juniors going to prom this weekend, there's a lot more you gotta consider getting the ride, all that stuff. So that's great that you guys have really thought about just about everything, if not everything. So once again, May 3rd at the Eagles, right?
Yep.
And that's gonna, you can get your tickets where at again?
You can get them at our business office at the mm-hmm. Benedictine Living Community, Crookston, Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30. Give us a call at 218-281-3424. We would be happy to deliver tickets to someone in town or come to, you know, your place of work. Send them in the mail. However, whatever would work best for people, we want to be able to have as many people come and enjoy this fun night with us.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's a great little throwback, and maybe you didn't go to a prom when you were in high school, and this is a great excuse to check it out now and have some fun. And again, it's all just for a great cause, and can't stress that enough, that it is it's not just for fun. I mean, it is, but it's going to provide a great service to our elderly community and just everyone over there at the Villa and the Benedictine as a whole. So anything else for that you guys want to touch on? Otherwise, we can call it good for today.
I think it's good.
Thanks
awesome
for having us.
Of course, we always appreciate when you guys get to come in. You guys do so many great fundraising and activities, and obviously it's a very important part of our community, so we really appreciate it. So
thank you.
On that note, we'll let you go for today. Thanks again for coming in, and